your failures, like, and the bad things that happen to you, like, try to view them as an opportunity. Like, for me, like, you saw, like what happened to me. Like, I'm a 15-year-old kid. My parents got divorced. They're bankrupt. Like, what would another 15-year-old kid do, right? Sulk, go to depression, start doing drugs, start drinking, start hanging out with the wrong crew, selling drugs and shit like that. Like, but if you view it as an opportunity instead of, like, a failure, a setback, a bad thing, you know, like, you can really make a lot out of it. Like...
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
Hey guys, in this episode I talk with Vince Wang, who's a 19-year-old entrepreneur, and he's built his first seven-figure business at 19 years old and through e-commerce and dropshipping. So it's really amazing, his story. He had a really rough childhood. He had a really rough time growing up, which was what led him to find different ways of making money, and he stumbled onto e-commerce, which he's going to share his story. And it's just inspiring to see such a young kid just rise above his circumstances and create something of himself and create wealth for his family when before they were almost bankrupt. And so I hope you guys are inspired through this story, that you're empowered to chase after your vision and your dreams, and hope you guys enjoy this interview that I did with Vince.
Hey Vince, welcome to the interview. I want to just give a quick background of who you are to my audience. And you're a 19-year-old entrepreneur, you're in e-commerce and you're crushing it there. And you could even afford to drive an R8 right now and all that. So it's just, I kind of want to get the background of who you are, and I want you to kind of give a background of yourself to
for sure. To this thing. Yeah, so a little bit about me. My name is Vince Wang. As he said, I'm a 19-year-old entrepreneur. I do e-commerce and marketing. Do you want me to go all in on the details, or like?
Yeah, just like, how'd you first get started?
Yeah, so I got started. My entrepreneurial journey up to that point was like 3 years before that. But I was doing a social media marketing like agency for like businesses, like hairstylists, and that's when I started learning about online marketing, and that was the business before I did e-com. But there's many other businesses that I tried that failed before that.
What were some of them that you
so did? It would be real estate would be the first one. When I was 15 years old, I started doing real estate.
So how do you do real estate?
I didn't. That's the thing, I didn't. Like, I failed very quickly. I realized that I couldn't contract any properties, so I was going to do wholesaling. So I was going to be like by contracting it and then flipping it for cash. And just making the in-between profits. I was going to do that, but I realized I couldn't sign a contract.
That's crazy.
Because I was 15. And then I tried doing stocks. So I found this guy. Do you know Timothy Sykes is?
Yeah,
Timothy Sykes. So I found his Instagram one day. I was like, who's this guy driving a Lambo around? Mm-hmm. Like going to like all these like traveling the world and shit.
Yeah.
Who the hell is this? And then I started following him, and I tried doing penny stocks and stuff like that. I made some money. I started with like $100. I doubled my money in like 6 months, which was another $100. But $100 earned in 6 months is not a lot of money. So I was like, it's not fast enough. So I started venturing into other things. So I did that's when I started looking into SEO. And then like rank and rent model. So it'd be like you rank a site and you rent it out. So like you rank just for example, like best hairstylist in whatever city. And then you just rent that out to a hairstylist. Whoever. And then you just call them, you just sell them. Like, hey, you want it for $100 a month.
Okay. Yeah. And you were like 15 or 16?
I was on 16, 17 at the age. And then
so what kind of made you so ambitious or get into the whole online,
Yeah, so I was really desperate, because then going even further back, when we came back to what, to kind of make sense of the story, when I was like 1 year old, like my parents tried to start a restaurant business in like Anaheim near Disneyland. So they kind of like started, they put all their money into it, and then it failed. And then we lost the house that we were living in. We lost the car. We basically went into $250,000 of debt when I was like 1 or 2 years old. I don't even exactly remember when. But we moved back to Canada. And we had to rely on our bigger family in Canada to like let us live off of it, off of them. So we were like this really, we moved back to Canada with like a blanket and a pillow, and that was it. Like we got there and we were living at our aunt's place. And it was like this 900 square feet, like with like two beds. Like
that was how old were you that time?
I was like 2 years old.
2 years old.
Yeah.
So you grew up in Canada.
Yeah, I grew up in Canada. I lived there for 7 years, and then I moved back. I moved back to LA. My parents decided to give it another shot. To come back to LA and try to make it work, because they didn't want to live in Canada off my our bigger family for like the rest of their lives. Yeah. Neither did I. So I was like, yeah, let's go back.
You were around 9.
I was around 9. And I believe I was like, I got there at 5th grade or 6th grade. I don't really remember exactly when, but. When I, like, it was okay, I went through elementary school in like, the later years of elementary school in LA, and then I went through middle school, and then I went through high school, and then when high school happened, my parents got divorced, and then my mom, like, filed bankruptcy, and my dad, like, left, and it was, like, really, really bad, so at that point, we had, like, $24 in, my bank account, and, like, for my sister, my mom, and me. And it was really tough. So that's when I like.
How old were you at that time?
I was 15. I was 15 when that happened. Okay. Yeah. So like, I hit rock bottom. I was like,
such a young age. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, like I remember crying because like I couldn't afford a Subway sandwich because like I was so hungry, but I couldn't afford it because like that's like half my net worth. You know, it's like it's crazy. So
then did you decide like I'm never gonna be in this place again, and made that decision.
Exactly. I was like, you know what? Whatever it takes, how long it takes, doesn't matter. I'm gonna commit and then make it happen. So I was like, you know, I'm not gonna be like this for the rest of my life. I'm gonna make something out of myself. So I was like, I was willing to try everything. You know, it was really hard to try all these things, and like people thought it was crazy. People thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
People thought I was crazy. I would ditch class. People hate me. Like people would say like crap behind my back and like all that shit, and then like.
Why would they say that?
Because I was ditching class. Like, people were like, why is he ditching class? Like, all the time. Senior year, I ditched half of high school. Like, half of high school I didn't go.
Because you're busy trying to make money. And
stuff. Yeah. So, senior year, I was already making money.
Okay.
Like, but before that, I was just trying. So, I was, like, kind of, like, my grades were dropping. Like my attendance was like dropping too, and I was.
So how did you make money in senior year of high school?
So I was doing that's when I got into. So I did after stocks, I did SEO, and then I did social media marketing. So that's when I got into like actual like paid advertising, because SEO was kind of like free traffic, quote unquote free traffic, because you did have to pay, like for PBNs, which are like private blog networks and like stuff like that, and like backlinking. It was really cheap to do like ranking back then. That's what I did for a while, but then I started venturing into paid advertising. So like Facebook advertising, like YouTube advertising, Google AdWords, like stuff like that. I started venturing into an Instagram, marketing and stuff like that. And that's when I started like cold calling businesses, like just straight up calling them like, hey, you need someone to do you have a website? All right. So, if you don't have a website, I'll build you one. And I'll market it on Instagram and Facebook and everything for you for like $250 a month.
Wow. But then they find out eventually, right? You're like 17.
Yeah, no, I walk in and I close them at 17. Wow. I'd walk in with a folder.
Do they know you're 17 or? They
do. They know. I told them. I'm like, they're like you're so young.
So how did they? How'd you convince them to believe in you?
Because I apparently I'm service. Like I feel like. I was really nervous, but I seemed like I knew what I was talking about. And a lot of people were, a lot of business owners that I spoke to were really like inspired. Wow. They're like, yo, you're hustling out here at 17. And I'm running this business. I'm like 40 years old.
Yeah.
Like if I can help you and you can help me, like why not?
Yeah.
You know? So like they were really, most people were very nice to me, but I did get a lot rejections though. Like a lot. I remember going to this optometrist in Temple City, and I sat down with him, and I showed him all the stuff like I'm gonna do for him, and he was just like stressed, no. And I was like, okay.
But he gave you his time.
Yeah, I pitched him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he was like, come in and show me what it really is, right? What all this is about. And I'm like, I brought all my computer, I brought everything out.
And it was just you?
Yeah, just me and him in his office in the back, and then he was just like, no. And it was like one of the most heartbreaking things ever, because I was
Did you ask him why or no?
He just wasn't interested. He was like, I'm not interested at all. So I was like, okay, cool. But yeah, like I started pitching people and I started getting clients. So I did client work when I was in my senior year of high school. Uh-huh. And that's when I started making $1,000, $2,000 a month. Like, and I was like, dude, I was like, oh shit, I'm making money, you know? Yeah.
Can eat Subway now.
I can finally eat Subway. I can finally go to the mall and buy mall clothes. I don't have to go to like freaking Kmart or like shit like that, you know? Yeah. Like, but.
That must have been an amazing feeling. You just feel like you made yourself into, you know?
Yeah. That was your life. It was fantastic. Like when you started making like money from like so many years of working, because like until then, it was like 2 years, and then I didn't make any real money. I actually lost a lot of money trying to like do like learn shit about stuff. Like I would pay for like courses, and then I'd like follow people, and then I would like pay to buy domains and pay to buy this and like see if it would work. So I actually lost a lot of money too.
What kept you going for 2 years? You know, you could have given up after the first year or after the, you know, 1.5 years, but
yeah.
For you, what was it that
kept you? Just that drive, man. That drive. It's like, like when you want it bad enough, you'll make it happen one way or another. You'll find a way, right? And for me, it was like my family, my career. Like I didn't want to go to high school. I didn't want to go to school. Like I hated school. Like I was always a bad. I got good grades, but I was always a bad student. Like I would always like mess around in school. I wouldn't study. I wouldn't listen to teachers. But somehow I still passed everything like decently. I would get like C's, a couple D's in senior year, and a couple F's in senior year. But overall, yeah. Before that, middle school and like freshman and sophomore year, I was getting like really good grades. But.
And do you have siblings? You said.
Yeah. I have an older sister.
So you're the youngest of two?
Yeah, so I have we have two kids in our family. So my sister's doing med right now in Boston.
Cool. And so you getting into e-commerce was like a year ago now, or how long?
Yeah, it's been like a year and a half ago.
So what's been like the journey, the process of like how you first got into e-commerce and what did you first sell and how'd you scale that and get into it?
Yeah, so when I first discovered e-commerce, I found this guy named Alex Becker on YouTube, and then it's freaking hilarious shit. Like, he was playing this Overwatch game. I remember that day. I was actually taking a shit in my restroom, and then I was watching his Overwatch game, like, while he's playing, because he's, like, freaking, like, he's really good at Overwatch. He's, like, amazing at Overwatch. He's, like, blows my mind. And, like, he's, like, just talking about all this business stuff. And then, like, I watched
while he's playing Overwatch?
Yeah, while he's playing Overwatch. Like, I'm like, what the hell? And he's like, why don't you all just go make a Shopify store? I'm like, I don't even know what Shopify is. I'm making one. Right? So, like, I searched it out. I was like, what's Shopify? Let me look it up. And then I was like, okay, this is Shopify. Let's create a store.
Yeah.
And then let's build it out. Because I already knew how to do WordPress design.
Yeah.
So, I like WordPress customization and everything.
Yeah.
And it was pretty easy to learn how to use Shopify because it's so, like, user-friendly and everything. Yeah.
So what did you first start selling? What was your first
What was my first winning product, or what was my first product?
Both.
Okay, so my first product I sold was a League of Legends keychain. Because that's all I knew when I was back. Like, it was actually my first winning product, actually. Technically, that was my first winning product because I scaled that to 10K a month. So that keychain.
And how did you scale it? Like, you just...
With Facebook ads. Yeah. All I knew back then was video games.
Okay.
I only knew League of Legends back then because I was like, I don't know how to pick a product.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and at that point, I was just like, you know what? I know League of Legends the best. I know what they would buy. I know what the people who play the game would buy.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna sell what I would buy. Yeah. Right?
The demographics, you know.
Yeah, I know you, very well.
What
and
kind of demographics yeah. would buy?
Yeah, stuff. I use Instagram influencer marketing, so I paid people to post on Instagram.
Okay.
And then they would post, and then I would get sales to my Shopify store.
And then retarget.
Like hundreds and hundreds of dollars a day from like wow. Instagram, and then I would get like hundreds and thousands of dollars, like from Facebook ads. Like it was like insane.
And that was just one keychain.
One keychain that I got off of AliExpress for $1.50. And okay. I sold it for $10.
Wow.
And I just scaled it. And it did really well. Like even now it's like still has like 500,000 views on Facebook and shit like that. But I stopped selling it because I don't know, it just got like I just stopped like doing well eventually, and then I just stopped selling it. But that was my first big winner. And that was after like the whole Alex Becker stuff. Like I found out about Shopify, I learned about Facebook, like I learned how to use Facebook marketing with Shopify and everything, and then it just went from up from there. Like I did I think 800 first month, and then I did 10 grand the second month, and it just went up from like
second month
yeah
10 grand,
and then it went 50 grand, and then it went 160 grand, and just like wow. going up. And then just,
so you just scaled it from
yeah,
Instagram and Facebook, or
yeah,
Instagram. Does that still work
mostly
right now?
Yeah I'm still doing that right now, but different method, but still the same kind of
concept
and strategy. But I slowly stopped using Instagram as much because it's not scalable. Because influencers, you have to keep reaching out to them,
and pay them,
yeah, it's a lot of like in between, like back and forth.
Yeah.
With Facebook ads, you just pay them and then they just do all the work for you. So yeah. It's like really scalable, in my opinion, at least.
Do you have any tips on using Facebook ads? Because I know, like, there's a lot of people use it, but not are as effective in using it. So what are your ways of being effective?
Man, there's so much about Facebook ads. Like, I spent like $500,000 on Facebook ads to learn all of it, and I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. So like the learning curve is really big. But I think the number one thing is testing, because people usually often don't test enough.
Yeah.
Because with Facebook ads, like you don't know which creative works, you don't know which interest works, you don't know what campaign objective might work better until you test it, you know.
So for you, for e-commerce products, what kind of campaigns work the best?
For me personally, I think they've always worked well, and they've always proven that they work well. Is conversion, purchase conversion,
conversion events,
campaign objective,
okay.
And like when you just select, you just go into the campaign manager and you just select, okay, conversion and clicks, and
you do that for purchase. Each product.
Yeah, and then you just your Facebook. Product catalog should be linked to your Facebook Business Manager, so you can just it'll know which product it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but that's like the ad like that from the conversion to purchase to everything has made me so much money just like using that one thing. Uh-huh. Not even using like page post engagement, not using video views, not using like all those other things.
Yeah.
That alone has made me a lot of money. Like,
okay. The conversion events. So for, you know, there's a lot of people, e-commerce has been really big nowadays, and a lot of people want to get into it. And I know you're going to come out with a course too, but what are just some pointers you would give people if they're just curious about it, or any resources maybe they could go to?
Yeah, so best friend is always Google and YouTube. definitely 100%. It's all free anyways, right? Like if you don't know anything about it, like you go and Google what's e-commerce, what's Shopify, how to create a Facebook advertising account. Like all of that information is out there for free. You don't have to pay nobody for nothing, you know. Like when you really want, like when you already know all that stuff and you already like built it out, you built the Shopify store, you set up your Facebook ads, you're running Oberlo stuff on your dropship store, whatever, that's when you like really should probably pay somebody to come in and be like, here's the keys. Now go, like, here's even more information, more specialized knowledge that not necessarily, it's, like, really, like, it's still out there in Google and YouTube. It's very, like, it's not pieced together perfectly. It's, like, it's very, like, you would have to look a lot
in
very different places for it. So, it's, like, it's all, like, scattered.
Okay.
Like, after from the very basic knowledge, like, how to set up a Shopify store and how to set up, like, a Facebook advertising course and all that basic stuff.
Yeah.
After that, it gets really scattered because there's a lot of people who are like quote unquote gurus who think they know what they're talking about, but yet like they don't do any revenue at all. They don't do any numbers, and they're just like posting stuff and like they're like messing up the entire like knowledge community out there and just like Facebook groups and like saying whatever they want and like stuff like that. Like they don't actually know what they're talking about. That's why you need to like. That's why I've at that point where I had all that done. Like I bought a course for $50. It's $50, right? It's like cheap. And then I paid someone for their knowledge, and then they taught me the next step, and then the next step, you know, that I had to do, and it just goes up from there. That's why, like, if you're a beginner, you don't know anything, definitely start from Google and YouTube. That's the best way to go. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, and that's how you built your.
That's exactly how I did it. Yeah, that's literally how I did it. Yeah.
Excuse me. And now, how many stores do you have now?
Too many. I mean, 15. 15.
So how do you manage all of those stores and, you know, campaigns and all that? Like,
completely honest with you guys, like, it's hard as hell to manage all of that. It's very difficult because then even with one Shopify store, like, there's so many miscellaneous expenses and so many moving parts. Like, you know, your emails, CRM, your Shopify payments, your apps, your, like, marketing, your employees, like they're all cost related to one store, and if you've duplicated it like so many times, it's really hard to manage.
Yeah, right.
That's why you have to have a really solid team built in place. Which I'm honestly still working on having a better team in place. But I've been learning from other people who have like multi-million-dollar e-commerce businesses, and they have a really developed team. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm trying to get into that and like build a team where like I can just, you know, like expand it, like just focus on expansion and growth, and then they can just make sure that things are not falling apart, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like the train is like freaking, like, train is like going faster and faster and faster, like, but like the freaking, like the trolleys are like breaking apart and like shit in the back.
You do need a team, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you scale, so.
Exactly, yeah.
It's crazy. And I don't know, like, how do you, I'm sure a lot of people out there are like, how does this 19-year-old kid, it's like, how does he manage it all? You know, you're doing things that like people are 40, 50, they have a hard time managing. And so I guess you just do it, right?
It's just you find a way to do it. Like if it matters, if it means a lot to you, like for me, like I have a lot of like aspirations in life, and I really like, I have a lot of things that I really want to accomplish. And like the thing about me, like I always say to people, like people message me all the time and like ask me like, hey, can you give me some tips on how to become an entrepreneur, how to start becoming an entrepreneur? Like the first thing I always tell them is drive. If you don't have drive, you don't have anything. If you don't want it bad enough, you don't have anything. Like, I don't care if you have like all this like experience and stuff like that. If you don't want it at the end of the day, as bad as like me or like other entrepreneurs, you're not gonna get it. You're not gonna get results. Like, so
you're like a perfect example because you had literally no knowledge of anything.
Yeah,
you built it all from the ground up, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the thing for me is like, there's a will, there's a way. You drive, right? You just like
it's cliche as it sounds.
Yeah, literally, that's it. Like if you want it bad enough, you'll find a way. You know? So if I want to be successful in e-commerce, I'll find out how to freaking run 15 stores at once. You know, I'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are some of your aspirations? Like what do you want to accomplish?
Yeah.
You have your whole life ahead of you, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I want to build like a massive brand. Like I want to build like a massive e-commerce brand.
Like Movement Watches.
Or like Movement Watches, like freaking like Randall Pitch, like LiveFit. Yeah, like that kind of like big brand, like Purple Mattress or like, you know, Dollar Shave Club or something like really, really big. Like, and it's just e-commerce, right? Like it doesn't matter really what niche it is, because e-commerce in, down to the core is the same thing. You know, you're selling a physical product, you know, so it's. It's really, you know, I have yet to develop a certain passion for one industry. Like, you know, Randall has, like, you know, freaking fitness and, you know, like, Jake and them at Movement are, like, watches. Like, you know, they have a passion for that. Like, I don't really know what my passion really is yet. I'm trying to figure that out because once I do and I have, like, when I go all out into it, I'm pretty confident from, like, my history in e-commerce that I can make things work.
Yeah.
So I'm right now I'm just like building up capital, like building up a lot of money. So when I see the opportunity to jump into like an industry and build a business like for like the long term and maybe exit at the end of the day, that is what I'm waiting for right now.
Okay.
So
awesome.
and also buy supercars when we're at it, you know? Yeah, that's just on the side.
What's
though.
Your favorite supercar?
I want the Huracan right now. I might sell the RA, get a Huracan.
Yeah,
that's the goal by next year.
You could do videos with, you know, Huracan and then
build a brand, write it off here in my garage, like all that shit.
What if Ty watches this video? No, but that's awesome. But so where can first people find you?
I got hacked on my Facebook, so my Facebook is disabled. But you can find me on Instagram at Vince Wang, Vince Wang CEO.
One word, or there's underscores?
Underscore Vince underscore Wang underscore CEO. But when you search me, if you just search Vince Wang, I should be the first one that pops up. And that's pretty much it. You can just DM me there. I'm very responsive on Instagram. Okay. If you just message me directly there, most of the time I get back to you within like a week.
And before we wrap up, you know, first I want to thank you for sharing your story and your time being vulnerable. And, you know, I'm sure it inspires a lot of people hearing that, you know, at 15, you hustled and, you know, you came to that lowest point in your life and you decided. I think a lot of things that I hear similar to a lot of people, there's like a crucial point in their life where they made a decision. And from that point, things were never the same. You know, like Tony Robbins, he had a point where he literally had zero money. Like, he gave away his last couple of dollars to this kid for buy a meal for him or something. And then from then on, it's just, they just all have like this moment where they decide, and the universe, you know, or God, or just it all, they see what's going on, and they just, it like works in your favor and stuff. So, you know, what I want to ask you is if you could go back in time. And you're 19, maybe like
when I was
like, you know, when you're not young, but like I guess when you're 15, I guess is a better age.
Yeah.
Like, is there a piece of advice you would give to yourself, or maybe to anyone out there, even though they might not be 15, they might be 40, but they might be going through that same struggle, that you know, that low point? And so, what would be a piece of advice?
Of course. There's a lot of things. If I was to go back in time, I would say to myself a lot, too many. But for a more general thing that I could say to everybody is that I'm still struggling with myself right now, even while as we speak, is your difficulties and your failures, like, and the bad things that happen to you, like, try to view them as an opportunity. Like, for me, like, you saw, like what happened to me. Like, I'm a 15-year-old kid. My parents got divorced. They're bankrupt. Like, what would another 15-year-old kid do, right? Go to depression, start doing drugs, start drinking, start hanging out with the wrong crew, selling drugs and shit like that. Like, but if you view it as an opportunity instead of like a failure, a setback, a bad thing, you know, like, you can really make a lot out of it. Like, from that, like, I was like, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to like show, you know, my family, you know, what I'm made of, you know, show myself what I'm made of. Because back then I was a really shy, I still am a really shy kid. And, you know, I was like, even till this day, like, my mom tells me, like, I'm so thankful for what you did for us. Like, because right now my mom, like, she's a great person and everything, but she doesn't make, like, any income anymore. She's, like, I retired her. But even till, like, recently, like, until, like, even when I was grinding, she couldn't make much money and support the family. And now, like, since I'm able to do that for her, she's, like, really grateful. And it's, like, the most fulfilling thing to feel. Like, it's like, yeah, I'm 19 and I can like pay for everything. I can like send you on a vacation. I can retire. I can drive a supercar and pay for my sister's college tuition and do everything. So really all just came down to like viewing a setback and a failure in the right way, like as an opportunity, right? Yeah. Instead of like, oh yeah, like I'm just going to go like screw around and be like a regular 15-year-old kid. Yeah. So
I want to acknowledge you're like a living miracle of, you know, like that's possible, you know, like, if it wasn't like, if you didn't do what you did, you know, people wouldn't be able to say, oh yeah, you could, you know, you could change your life. And, you know, now they can say, oh, you could be like Vince, you know, or something like.
Yeah, I'm just a regular kid. I'm just a regular kid.
I'm not putting you on a pedestal, but I'm just saying like the choices you've made is an example for other people, you know, so just want to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, man. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the interview that I did with Vince, and you know, it's just really amazing seeing such a young kid just rise up out of, you know, circumstances and make something of himself. And you know, he kind of shared in the interview, he decided that this was not going to be the same for him. He decided to not stay in poverty and in the same situation. And even though everyone was telling him, you're going to fail, and even though everything around him was telling him he can't do it, he chose to believe in himself and took steps and didn't give up. And now he's, you know, probably one of the richest young kids out there. So, you know, he's very mature for his age. And you guys can check him out on Instagram as Vince_Wang_CEO. And just reach out to him there and kind of just, you know, see more about what he's about. And also, he's going to have his own courses out, so you can check that out if you're interested in e-commerce. And he has a YouTube channel. And you can also follow me on Instagram as ray.ahn, ray.on, or Facebook as Raymond On. So you can connect with me there as well. So I hope you guys are inspired from this interview. Please leave us a review on iTunes if this has helped you in any way, and share with your friends and family. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.